I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
We'll go to Salzburg, Austria. The city there is covering their lampposts with airbags to stop the smartphone zombies from bumping into them as they're walking through town, looking at their screens. The Salzburg authorities say tourists are increasingly hurting themselves by not looking where they're going because they're checking their devices. The locals call them smombies, you know, smartphone zombies, as they make their way through town. And they say that we're of the opinion that when people see this public warning in the form of lamppost airbags, they'll recognize the dangers of not paying attention and change their behavior. They say pedestrians are now involved in more accidents in the city of Salzburg than anyone else in the streets, including cyclists, moped drivers, and car drivers. 40% of the injured pedestrians hurt themselves distracted at the time of the collision. Salzburg just jumping on the bandwagon from similar initiatives around the world, John. In China, there are special sections of the pavement reserved for people using telephones and walking. In Honolulu, anyone crossing the road and looking at their phone can be fined. And in Augsburg, Germany, they've started putting traffic lights on the ground where they can be easily seen by people staring at their smartphones.
Yeah.
Airbags on the light posts.
Yeah.
I actually did that. Walked into a light post on vacation one time.
I walked into a garbage thing when I was it was when I first learned how to text. Like, and it was texting you, as a matter of fact. I think I told you the story. I was in San Francisco. I didn't know where, you know, I'm just walking around, and I was texting you about something or other and not paying attention, and it took me longer to text because I was newer at it and all that stuff. So I was sending you a text, and I walked right into a garbage thing that was, like, waist high. I didn't go in, but it was humiliating. All right. Not as humiliating as this guy here in New Zealand in prison who this is how not to to hide the contraband. So here's the deal. This guy's in a cell. He's got another guy in the cell. And the other guy is a cigarette smoker. And I don't know if you're supposed to have the cigarettes in this in the New Zealand jails or not, but whatever. The guy had cigarettes and they were gone. And he accused his buddy of taking them because his cellmate had taken them because who else is in the cell?
Yeah, who's coming in to take them?
So he ratted out his cellmate to the warden. He said, hey, that guy, he stole my cigarettes. So the guy said, you're sure your cellmate stole your cigarettes? Yes, he stole my cigarettes.
And what I had to do to get those cigarettes, you don't want to know.
So they call him in. They call this guy in. And they said, hey, he says you stole his cigarettes. I didn't steal a cigarette. Yeah, well, all right. Well, we got to check you. So the guy, we got to check you all over. One of those deals. Mm. So the guy pulls down his pants and then, like, takes off his underwear. Do they give you underwear in prison? I don't know. Whatever
prison
they do.
Prison-issued underwear. I'm sure they do.
But they don't even have to. They don't even have to tell this guy.
They don't have to get the flashlight out?
They don't have to get the flashlight out. They don't even have to tell him to
spread them.
No, none of that. They're right away. All right. That's it. You got him. And they say, he said, how can you tell? He said, they told him, because there's a blue latex glove sticking out of your backside. He had packed the cigarettes. He had packed six Marlboros into a latex, blue latex glove and shoved them up the backside.
You got that all wrong. I'm going to perform some balloon animal tricks for the guys in the lunchroom later. Hang on. And finally, in Germany, at the movie theaters, you know, you can have beer. It's well, at least, you know, you can bring in your beer. And one guy had his beer, 29-year-old guy, but he couldn't get the beer open. It's one of those, you know, sometimes you got to take a lighter and pop that thing open, yeah. Or you find some way to do it on the handle of a chair or something. Well, he thought the only way he's going to open his beer is with his pepper spray container. So he thought he'd pry and use the pepper spray container, his device, to pop open that beer. But it popped open the pepper spray instead.
Right in the eye?
Some of the 200 people there in the movie theater left in tears. The manager of the thing said it was chaos. The cops called, the moviegoers, people opening the windows and running out of there. The movie was restarted 30 minutes later. So far, no moviegoers have complained about many eyes or breathing problems. Well, the biggest distraction I ever made at the movie theater drinking was when you lost that bottle and it rolled down.
I can't
believe it's
everybody knows the deal, too, when that happens.